Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you're about 30 minutes late. We turn the tape over at this time, and but thanks for joining us. We start the program at just about 6 minutes past the hour. I did receive a birthday wish from a client during the break. I appreciate that. And today is the 50th birthday, the Big 5-0. They said I'd never make it. I've been eating healthy. I think I dropped 5 pounds last week. I'm trying to get back to a 31-inch waist. So I have a buddy of mine who I've known since 1977. He went back, was here at school. He went back to Redlands a couple of years later, bought his first house in the early 80s, 81 or something. It was a sixplex, and then he's buying property. And now, even after the divorce, he's ended up with five rental property buildings, about 30 units, 28 units?
Yeah.
20, okay. And so I got a couple of questions for Jeff. First of all, welcome. Thanks for joining me, Jeff.
You bet. Thanks for bringing up the divorce.
Jeff's getting married this Saturday, and he's moving on with his life. And wonderful gal. And the divorce is well behind him.
It's got a happy ending.
Got all good things. Cream. What's that expression from the 1950s? Skim milk masquerades as cream. Something. Okay, I got it from Perry Mason.
Okay.
Life isn't what it seems. Skim milk masquerades as cream. That's the expression. I got that from Perry Mason. So he's been basically a landlord. That's been for the last 15 years. He retired from his other position, his other job, working nights. This guy really busted a gut to acquire real estate, and he stayed married to a woman. And that was right there, busting a gut. And he worked nights, and he was a landlord during the day, and he's persevered. And so you've been out of that. How long have you been out of the night job? 10 years? 15? When did you retire there?
1996.
1996.
10 years.
Okay.
10 years.
Just go right into that mic. Pretend it's Michelle. So he's been doing a great job. And here's a couple, two questions I have for you.
I'm with you.
You could laugh in the mic if people don't think it's funny. You know.
That's fine.
Okay.
Ah.
It was Michelle on the line. We should, you know, she could be listening down in Yucaipa. On we should have told her. Damn.
Right.
So you only raise rents when people move out.
Correct.
You've never raised the rent. Now, you have about 10 of roughly 30 people who haven't moved out. A couple of them 2 years. Some as long as 12 years, 7 years.
Yeah, 5, 7, 10, 12. It's getting to the point where we need to do something.
So you've never raised their rent. And what are you thinking about? What's your approach? What are you thinking about contemplating doing?
Well, I'm going to write everybody a nice letter and thank them for their loyalty over the years. And I'm going to go ahead and ask them to voluntarily raise their rent. They know their budget. They love living, at least in Redlands. We've got a neat little historical district. They're close to downtown. They can walk to our local farmer's market, do their banking by foot. And and we've also become somewhat friends. We know each other.
So you're going to say, based on your budget, based on what you know the market, I feel that the rent is under, you know, it's due for a raise.
Right.
Please just voluntarily tell me what you can afford and what you think is fair.
We're going to give it a try. And if it's not reasonable, then I might be able to offer a suggestion.
So, you know, I think it's just remarkable. I think you're one in a million to take that approach. I think it's great. I think you're smart. I mean, it benefits you. People been there, mm-hmm. And I think your new wife Michelle is supportive of that.
Right.
Unlike the prior wife, who might have, you know, she might have been jacking rents up every month.
Yeah, like a ratchet,
just like a noose around your neck.
It's a new tool.
The rental ratchet. Sorry. So that's good. So she's supportive, and she's got that kindness like that you have. So mm-hmm. you're going to just see how they respond, because 10 years ago. I mean, rents are not what they are in Santa Barbara, but rents have gone up significantly. Okay, a voluntary thing. I kind of like that. And so we'll have to follow that. So you're not going to call them? You're going to do it in writing, or haven't you decided 100%?
I'm going to do it in writing, and then we're going to take it a case-by-case basis.
Follow up. Now, in the reverse, the second question I have here, you've actually made some phone calls and going to follow up in writing, doing the reverse.
Mm-hmm.
And this question is, you have some people who habitually pay rent late.
Correct.
A few days, 2 days. Some 15, 20 days. So while you were up here visiting Santa Barbara, you're on the phone with someone, he's going to pay you on the 19th.
Yep.
Okay. And before I ask you what your approach is going to be, because you've never had late fees and you've never had a fee for a bounce check.
Right.
And I'm going to ask you what your approach is to kind of resolve this. But here's a side question I just thought of. Are any of the people in this category, do you know how many of the roughly 30? Is there another 10 to do that? Five?
I'd have to honestly say about a good seven.
Seven of roughly 30, that's, it's quite 25%.
Right.
Are any of those seven part of the 10 we just talked about that have been there and have the low rent and you've never raised their rent?
I'd have to answer sometimes. In other words, there's going to be something that comes up, car breaks down, death in the family, loss of job, that kind of thing. I've worked with them so long that, life circumstances come up.
Right.
But
right.
What started this?
So what's your pro? What are you going to do?
Well, I did my income taxes and then I realized I had made over 50 bank deposits last year when it should have been maybe a dozen.
Once a month.
Exactly. So it gets down to time efficiency. And so
what's your approach?
As people are calling to say, by the way, I'm going to pay my rent on the 10th.
Oh, so they call you because they communicate.
Oh, yeah. I've let them know. I don't like to chase money. Please, make that effort. Call me in advance so I can anticipate. And so I've been letting them know that there's going to be a memo and we're going to talk about kind of the new deal. And the new deal is I will no longer have a 3-day grace. And rent will be due on the 1st. And I'm going to give you a month or two to adjust your budgets accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
I no longer will allow, if you have a roommate, for you to pay half rent. You can either loan money to one another, you can borrow from a friend or family, and you can pay them back within the time constraints of a month, but I'll no longer be...
It's almost as if you've been renting to your children, hey, Dad... I know you sold me this car. I'm supposed to pay you monthly, but I want to go to Magic Mountain.
Yeah.
I
have to reinforce good tenancy at this point. And so I've got to wing them away from,
wean? Yeah. You said wean, right?
Well, let's
wean
fly.
Them away.
Yeah. No, wean. Yeah, exactly.
You're on a wing and a prayer.
Thank you. And, So I'm going to have to...
Jeff loves mixing metaphors. It's
just so if you say it with a little panache, you can get away with it.
Yes.
But also maybe have to put in a $25 late fee, which is going to be pretty stiff, and then possibly a $25 non-sufficient fund.
Bounce check.
Yep.
You've had a few bounce checks. Or maybe you could send your former wife over to collect the rent.
That'd be very convincing.
She would, that's kind of her operandi.
I just got to relocate my leash. Keep going.
So you're going to try this. So you'll tell me what happens. So you're calling as they're paying rent. You're telling them what's coming.
I'm giving them hints.
Dialogue. Right, and then you're going to put it in writing in June.
Exactly.
Or in a couple of months from now.
Yeah.
A couple of months from now. Yeah. So, okay, I'll be curious. You'll have to call me back. And we'll have to talk about it and see how this evolved. And you'll be happy if they raise their rent just a little bit. I mean, you're not looking.
Yeah, as long as it's reasonable. Water rates have gone up. Everything's gone up.
A lot of things are utilities included.
So there's things to be considered. And so it's about just trying to find parity with what market rents are. And Yeah, we're going to give it a shot.
All Things Considered. That sounds like a good name for a radio show. Things to be considered. Well, that's kind of exciting. And congratulations on getting married. And thanks for coming up and celebrating my birthday with me. It's a big 5-0. Now, are we done with your tenants? We kind of covered both those subjects, right?
Yeah.
What countries do you think, if we were talking and I was going to ask you, which countries invested the most in real estate portfolios for 2005, buying, you know, major shopping center buildings, you know, it's like Trump Tower kind of buildings, Sears Towers, these major commercial office. And we're saying, I wonder what the top five countries are.
Hmm.
We had this whole recent thing with the ports.
Right.
And the what was the name of that the country, or the Banai or Balai or
Dubai,
and goodbye, and so, just off the top, just name what country, you know, if you were going to ask me, I would think Japan.
I was just going to say Japan, Germany.
That's good. Germany's number two.
Okay.
Japan is actually number four, and it's actually just the Pacific Rim.
Saudi Arabia?
Middle East is number three.
Okay.
So we got two is Germany, of the top five that invested in U.S. real estate in 2005 by country or region. Two is Germany. Three is the Middle East. Four is the Pacific Rim. So we have one and five. I'll give you number five. It's Canada.
Hmm.
Canada is number five. Number one almost doubles the amount of money, $6.1 billion invested in the U.S. real estate. And I would never have guessed this. Is there another? Can you get, you did good, so you got almost three out of five there.
Indonesia.
It's Australia.
Hmm.
It's
Wouldn't
Australia.
That.
I mean, that's...
I still think of Australia as so sparsely populated, there's just not enough people to invest.
Right. Right. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing down there. It says, thanks to a swelling pool of pension money, Chardonnay and Shiraz aren't the only things that Australians are shipping to the U.S. with a frenzy. Since November, a few leading companies have poured nearly $700 million into... California. Oh, my goodness. So it's Australia's number one. We have perfect timing. We have a caller. Oh, great. Jim. Jim, good morning, Jim. Thanks for calling Radio Real Estate.
Good morning.
You have a question on Redlands Real Estate because Jim, my good buddy, current friend, client, what's your connection? Marguerite grew up in Redlands?
Marguerite grew up in Mentone, right outside of Redlands.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
And she went to the university there, Redlands U. Okay.
What years would that have been?
Oh, well, just a few years ago.
Just she's just a recent grad. You married a co-ed then?
Well, yeah, but we actually met here in Santa Barbara. We both went to school. She went to school here at UCSB, as did I.
So, okay, and now I'm remembering, don't you own?
Yes, we own.
You own something?
In Mentone.
In Mentone.
Yes, it's an inheritance. She inherited the house and three business locations on Mentone Boulevard.
So, okay, so what, this is fantastic. So here's Jeff. What is your question?
Well, I don't understand how in the world Jeff can run his business like that by just voluntarily allowing his tenants to determine what their rental rates are, considering the fact that you've got every year, it seems like you've got increases in taxes and repairs and insurance. For example, out in Mentone, they have septic tanks, $7,000. You call a plumber to make a repair, Redlands Plumbing, for example, $150 a crack. If you pave the lot behind these three business locations, you're talking about $5,000 in paving. Every year you pay money, and it increases every year to maintain your property.
Well,
How in the world can you afford it?
That, great question. I'm glad you called. I'm going to kind of talk a little quickly because we're running up a little bit against the break. But stay with me, Jim. And let me also add that Jim has a huge history as a landlord himself.
Cool.
Huge history, right?
I just want to mention, for example, there's a beauty shop with it's up for rent at 1873 Mentone Boulevard in Mentone. And how in the world? I've already re-rented it. But for crying out loud, you've got to have an increase in the rents to pay the expenses.
Well, I'm gonna answer for Jeff. I'm gonna cut to the chase because we're running up against the clock. And you can add something, Jeff. But I'm gonna tell you that when Jeff has a plumbing problem and when Jeff does a driveway, he's not calling like you are, 200 miles away. He's down there with the crew. What do you call your crew? The
Olive Street Irregulars.
The Olive Street. He's downtown in Redlands, and Olive Street is a downtown historical buildings. And he gets these guys that if they were in Santa Barbara, they'd be hanging out at Mel's Bar. And quality, talented work. And he gets things done, and he does stuff himself. You don't really do a lot yourself, do you?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. But he's hands-on, and ironically, since his overhead is lower, he passes the savings on to ostensibly total strangers.
Also, Jim, I want you to know I've got a buddy that owns a house on Jasper Street, right there off of Mentone Boulevard, and I'm familiar with Mentone. It's cool. Neat little town. But I've also had enough turnover with the other units to where I'm getting pretty close to market value. And also I bought my places back in 1980, 1989, and there's not that many that are way behind. And so I've been able to sort of prep people as we're going. They know that it's coming, and I know that it's going to be a change. And just thought I'd throw that in.
Jim, you really added to the program. Thank you so much for calling.
One quick question.
Sure.
Are the irregulars available for Jim Downing?
Sorry, Jim, we're out of time. Thanks for calling.
Got to go, Jim.
I'll talk to you later, Jim. Bye-bye. Thanks. Oh, that was perfect. That was perfect. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. That's reality. That's real estate. You just got a glimpse into real people's lives. And it's not a nicer guy than Jim. And he's just being real. And you know, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Come back for the fourth segment. This is the 50th birthday celebration of me. Today is my birthday. And we'll come back for the fourth segment. Do a quick multiple listing update. Stay tuned.